Whiskey 1, Mike Bravo Foxtrot. 6 Yankee 8, Lima Victor, good morning. Nine out of Rhode Island, 5-9 in the grill, Jamaica. Thanks for the call. Over.
November 8th, Bravo Yankee Alpha, KJ7, LUK.
Roger, but after 40 years of coming down here, we know how to treat each other. Over. Now, what they say to me is Bumba Clot. Over. Roger, I like Scar even better. I certainly know what Irie stands for. But you need to look up Bumba Clot before you can even speak down here. Bye bye. Their husbands object. A break. This is 6 Yankee 8. Lima Victor, CQ, over. Whiskey 1 Fox. Whiskey 1 Fox, go ahead. Here about 5-8, what's the name? What's the town, city in Connecticut? I doubt it very much. What's the name? Guess what? You win, Stu. I'm only 80. You're not a Stu that we've heard of before, are you? Okay. There used to be a Stu that was quite active technically with the ARRL. I was licensed in 1962, Stu. Over. No, that would have been impossible. 62, over. No, because I probably was still a technician in those days. But that would have been interesting. I've got satellite circuits for the folks in the South Pole where we used a geosynchronous satellite that wasn't quite geosynchronous that would roam north and south. And it would come over their horizon for a few hours every day. And they would dump all their traffic during those few hours. Over. Okay. Well, Spitzbergen also rings a bell. It wasn't me, but it was the folks in my little lab. We went up to Spitzbergen to do a satellite link to demo the satellites would work up there. And there, the satellites were at the horizon. So we had about a 3-meter dish mounted up there, pointed horizontal like a microwave link, down to one of the Atlantic satellites. And my guys got chased around by the polar bears. They weren't polar bears. I forget what they were. Something just as nasty. Over. I also did a job in Sweden, a place called, what's the name? It'll come to me. Anyways, I speak no Swedish, but I looked at the road signs and I figured out what they were telling me. So I followed the sign up the river, and there was this great big white line painted across the highway. So I set up my buddy pole and my 817 and called from literally on the Arctic Circle. Over. Well, most of my stuff was satellite, and in those days, 100-foot dish was about as big as we needed. Beyond that, it was overkill. But nowadays, I'm a member of the Society of Amateur Radio Astronomers, and we meet down at Green Bank, where they got the great big telescope. Over. Yeah, Stu. So congratulations on your work, and dual frequency from the GPS satellites have told us a great deal about the ionosphere. Over.